Hello, 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 and welcome. Y'all already know what it is, baby. Another edition of the MCXP Radio here on the BGST Network. Good to be here with y'all, man. Glad you're here. Broken, of course, is here with me. My ride or die homeboy. Y'all know we got a good show for you. So, without further ado, baby, I'd like to get this started. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Okay, it goes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rocking. It's time for hip hop. Who may reach, watch? No, sir, not for show. No bars made up of fairy tales. I'm trying for a tragedy, I know it well. So put your hands up in the air just for the winners. A peace sign, a pimps, the prostitutes, a sinners. We all deserve a second chance, but we products of illusion and victims of our own circumstance. Apply the pressure, I bet you can. Live a life that you love, shout out to Rand. Love the life that you live, shout out again. It ain't a tough pill to swallow once you comprehend.
Yeah, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, MCXP Radio here on the BGSC Network. I'm your host, the boy A. Reed. Of course, I got my boy Broken in the mix. Please, man, like, subscribe, follow, do all of that good stuff, man. Hit the bell so anytime that this show comes up, man, you can go ahead and join in, log in, tune in, and join the conversation. Please put your comments up and everything like that. Y'all know how I like to say it, baby. You are here with me, so you're officially kicking it in the Monday Man Cave with your boy. So we're going to get this thing started. Brian, man, I'm glad that you're in it. Glad that you're here, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. Ready to go.
Man, my boy's always ready to go. And I'm ready to go, too, man. As y'all can see, man, we got a lot to talk about, man. And I don't want to hold you too long, but I do want to get into these things. So y'all know how I do it, man. A. Reed is coming down with these 3 points. Agree or disagree? Let's get into it. All right, first thing, man. Agree or disagree? And please, like I said, put your comments and everything. But I want to give my first point, my first shout out is to the South Carolina women's national team. The basketball women's, they won the national championship. They beat Iowa. They did their thing. I watched that game from beginning to end. I'm not going to lie, man. I had ate some good food, so it did kind of knock me out a little bit. So I can't say I watched it wire to wire, but I did wake up in time enough to see enough that was going on, man, at least the second half on through. Congratulations to the girls. You know, I think there was a lot of stuff that people and I'm going to just go ahead and say it, man. I want to go ahead and throw this elephant out of the room. I don't want to make this a conversation of a black versus white type of thing. I don't want this to be an idea or a thought of people coming out here and saying that, you know, the bad guys got the win over the good girls and stuff like that, you know, because we heard a lot of stuff, especially from last year with the Iowa and LSU thing, how they, you know, treated Angel Reese and company, and, you know, how they kind of painted her to be the bad guy, so to speak, and whatnot. And, you know, Caitlin Clark was dubbed as that, you know, the nice girl, to, you know, coming from the little, you know, what you want to say, coming from the college, she's just a good girl that's doing everything right. You know, she got the coach that's doing everything right. You know, they looking at LSU's coach and how, you know, they just call them all sorts of names, ghetto, whatever the case may be. So, I mean, I don't want to make it that kind of an argument because I don't feel like it's that kind of an argument. But, of course, you got a lot of people that's out here saying this stuff, man. But it's definitely, as y'all can see, man, these girls did it. Perfection, no doubt. They went 38-0, as I believe. Dawn Staley, man, I think her record is now like 139-3 or something like that, of all time, of being part of South Carolina. And, man, I mean, what can you say about this, you know? And I noticed that there was a lot of articles. I know CNN had did it. I'm not trying to diss CNN, but I know they had did it. After the women had won the national championship, South Carolina, they was already putting up pictures of Caitlin Clark up and stuff like that, you know, trying to basically diminish the fact of what South Carolina had accomplished. Again, I'm not trying to put anything out there on a bad tip, but I mean, Brian, man, what do you think, man? I think this is one of the most extraordinary things that we've seen. It's not all the time that you have teams that go completely undefeated from the beginning to the end of the season. And I'm not even looking at it in a racial kind of thing, because I mean, shit, Iowa was a damn good team in itself. I mean, shit, any one of those Final Four teams could have won this year. Any one of them. But of course, as you can see, the best team is always going to come out and prevail. Again, I'm not making it to be that kind of thing, a black or white issue. I'm proud of both teams. I'm proud of both coaches, all the girls that participated, everybody that was there to root for it. I think it was one of the best national championship games that I've seen, personally.
Yeah, it was a good game, and unfortunately, bullshit online a lot of times is going to take away from, what should just be the sport, you know.
True.
I haven't been paying attention to a lot of, right wing Twitter lately, because they just been on a just reactionary bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's been a while, it's been for months, and you know, a lot of people argue that they've always been like that, but I mean, it's just you know, it's just been way worse recently. So you know, I don't the more you pay attention to extreme right wing or extreme left wing talk, like, it's all it's going to do is just literally make you more racist. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of people with racial animus, bigotry and everything like that. And like I said, they're just reacting to something that's happening. They're already saying that, Caitlin Clark is going to be mistreated in a WNBA simply because she's white. And it's just, you know, people can point out all the white stars in the WNBA, and they still try to stay on that same shit. It's obvious they don't watch the sport. You know, you got Deanna Taurasi, you got Sabrina Ionescu, you got a bunch of white players in the WNBA that's not being treated any differently than any of the other fucking players, you know, and they're celebrated and everything. They act like the shootout that just happened during the All-Star game. They act like that never happened, you know?
Right.
But definitely proud of South Carolina. I mean, to go undefeated in any season, in any one season, is amazing, you know. But to only have three losses over what, the last three seasons, that's like
pretty magnificent, man.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if any male coaches can come up to a record like that. Maybe what's his name? Wood, head coach from UCLA when when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there.
Okay,
I believe they went undefeated. You know, or they had an amazing record, you know.
Right.
But I'm not sure if any other coach in any other sport can say something like that. You know, you almost have to compare to other male head coaches. I mean, I don't know. Did Tennessee or UConn have runs like that? I mean, maybe they did.
Yeah, they did. And it's funny because I even mentioned it, you know, even in the chat, but, you know, This to me puts Don Staley in the stratosphere of a Geno. Not Nick, I can never say his last name, but the women's basketball coach in at UConn, but Geno, and definitely Pat Summitt from Tennessee. Some of the storied head coaches in college basketball. Definitely. Let's prepare in
Yeah,
that stratosphere.
I said
Prepare in
she's
that
a,
stratosphere.
I said she's a Hall of Fame coach already. I mean, she could retire tomorrow from college basketball, and I would put her in the Hall of Fame.
Oh no, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. I do want to say, man, and I got this picture of Caitlin Clark. Look, man, say what y'all want. Girl can ball, man. Girl can ball. She's probably gonna be the number one pick of the WNBA draft that should be coming here pretty soon. I think at the end of the month. I believe she's gonna be getting drafted to the Indiana Fever, which isn't far from where Iowa is. You have to give credit where credit's due because this girl has broken many records. She's done a lot for not just for college basketball, but for women's basketball in general. So you got to give its flowers where your flowers are due. I'm not here to diss her, not to put her down or anything like that, because I think a lot of people did want to see Caitlin kind of finish, that story kind of, because they lost last year. To getting that championship to LSU, come back and they trying to do it again here. But I just think that both years they just ran into two tough teams that shit, they were just tough to beat, man. And that's just the nature. That's the nature of the business. That's the nature of sports. I do want to play this. I want to play this video, man. Just represent just how great Don is, man, and what she said about Caitlin Clark, man. Y'all check this out.
Personally, thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. So, Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the goats of our games, and we appreciate you.
Dawn Staley just gave you some really, really strong and sincere praise, and I wonder what that means to hear from her.
I think anytime somebody like Coach Staley is able to recognize you and what you did for the game is pretty special.
I want a personal.
Hell yeah, it's special. It's very special. So I definitely, I you know, shout out to Don. Because she has shown class throughout this whole thing, especially taking the brunt of every kind of negative talk that has came within the team. She's been there right there in the forefront to take it, hasn't backed down from none of that stuff, man. So I gotta give her props. Definitely gotta give her props. And of course, who doesn't want to play for a coach like that? You don't want to play for a coach like that. They can always got your back. That you can always feel like you can be yourself around them, and they can motivate you to be the best that you can always be. So, shout out again, man, to South Carolina, the women's basketball, for winning that championship. Shout out to Iowa for winning, for getting that far into the championship game. Someone has to win, someone has to lose. It's unfortunate, but I can say this. The girls that you do have coming into the WNBA are going to make that league a heck of a lot more entertaining because you got some damn good talent that's about to get drafted into the WNBA. I really believe the WNBA is about to be set for a good number, couple of years with some amazing talent in women's basketball. So, shout out to all of them, man. Definitely shout out to all of them. I can't say that enough. I can go on and on about that, man, but definitely, man. Shout out to them. Anything you want to say on that, Bear Broken?
Kaylin deserves her flowers. Don is real classy about it, and she should get her credit for saying that. I mean, like I say, it's people on. It's always gonna be dumbass people online that say stupid shit. I think the way, especially X, ex-Twitter, the way it's monetized, it's designed for people to basically to basically say dumb shit for reaction, you know, for reaction, for engagement. So you know, the term would be grifting, I guess. You know, it's a bunch of grifters on there.
And I love how you say that, because you segue into my next point. This new ex Twitter or whatever you want to call it, man, these new generation of people. And it's some old heads, I believe, that are caught up into the mess as well. Like you said, man, people do a lot of stuff for engagements, clicks, stuff like that. And again, if you are tuning in, please like, subscribe, follow, all of that good stuff. Please put your comments on there. I'll post them up while we're doing the show. But one of the biggest things, and I'm going to show y'all this next video, one of the biggest things that has been going on is it was supposedly a recent feud between J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. And they actually put Drake in this mix now. I believe the backstory of was, I think Kendrick was on a record with, I want to say, Metro Boomin, and I don't know if the Future was on that track as well, but Kendrick had said something in the regards of, y'all are not the big thing, you know, y'all saying it's the big three, us three, but fuck y'all, is just big me or something like that. And then J. Cole comes out with a diss record. What was it, like 7 minute drill or something like that? Comes out with this record, claiming that it's the diss song. Everybody's going back and forth. And then, much to everybody's surprise, J. Cole comes out when he's on his Dreamville tour or whatever. He comes out and issues an apology to Kendrick, saying that that's not what he was actually trying to do, and that he wasn't actually in the right space. Let's check what he got to say a little bit.
It's conflicted because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? Like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in the game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I moved in a way that I feel spiritually bad on me. Like I try to like dab my nigga back, and I try to keep it friendly, but at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit gonna sit right in my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I wanna say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I wanna say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone? Dreamville, y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofy of shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. But if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm so proud.
Okay. Now, the funny part about this is that everybody has been going back and forth. I've heard a lot of people going back and forth as far as this, especially on Twitter. And Brian, I know you just heard that.
Yeah.
people going back and forth, man, really getting down on J. Cole, saying, bro, this isn't hip-hop, this isn't for the sport, this is not what we needed. I've even heard people come out and say, look, you know, it wasn't the fact that he apologized, it was the fact that we wanted to see two of the best heavyweights go at it, pound for pound, bar for bar, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know, like, just have a lyrical battle, man, and just see, you know, just showing each other's talent. But there's some people out there that are really taking this stuff to heart, and I think the people that are really taking this one to heart is, well, I could say it's probably some old school hip hop heads, but then it's definitely like the guys that really don't even listen to Cole, or don't even listen to Kendrick, because I believe like those two guys, man, are some of the most dopest artists that I've ever heard. Lyrically, and the things that they can put down on, you know, on paper and on wax. And I'm saying it as being an artist myself, you know. They are dope as fuck, both of them. Cole has had some amazing albums. Kendrick has had some amazing albums. I think To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the best albums I've ever heard. One of the best. Definitely probably the best Kendrick that I've heard. I know you from the Cali area and stuff like that, and I know you've heard a lot of the Kendrick and stuff like that. But, you know, I want to say that it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of growing up, and especially being a man, to realize and recognize when you've done something wrong, when something hasn't felt right in your spirit, and you want to make right about it. And obviously, he felt some type of way about this thing happening. Had people in his ear, was seeing everybody on the Twitter and on the social media tell him that you need to get him, you need to do this, do that. And he kind of fell into the cracks and did that stuff. And it just came out to being something that he didn't necessarily like. So for him to apologize to Kendrick, to me, that's a pretty, pretty, pretty big. It's pretty big. It's pretty big in a sense. What you think, B?
I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't think he did anything wrong, personally. But that's up to him. Because like you said, you know, obviously he felt something didn't feel right in his spirit. So that's his opinion. So he has a right to his right. Own feel. He has ownership in his own feelings. You know what I'm saying? He has a right to his own feelings. So if that's how he feels, then, you know, hey, period. That's how he feels. It is what it is. I can say it again, you know, I didn't think he did anything wrong. But it's up to him to feel that way or whatever. I thought all the disses were weak anyway, just all the way around. I didn't really think Kendrick's diss was like super hard or nothing to like really.
I listened to it. I don't think that it was a diss of that magnitude to where it had to be shots fired or thrown. You see what I'm saying?
It wasn't that big
to me for it to be like that. Now, I know we've been on the show and we have discussed past beef and past diss records. You know, we can say No Vaseline, you know, easily by Cube is fucking, you know, that was shots fired. You know, Pox hit him up. That was shots fired. You see what I'm saying? Records like that would mean, you know, it's time to get some get back. But this, to me, was, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I hate the fact that people are making it bigger than what it's supposed to be. My question
I think people want to hear beef from some of the biggest artists because these guys, as considered conscious artists, they kind of have grown up to a certain extent. I mean, I think it does show maturity to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, If we don't have beef for real in real life, like, why are we trying to have some rap beef and dissing each other on wax? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If I'm really cool with you in real life, like Ice Cube, when he did No Vaseline, like, he really had something to say about the people he was saying about. Like, there was real animosity there. When Tupac dissed anybody, like, it was real animosity there. Like, everybody he put in a lot of his disses on Hit 'Em Up and even on the 7 Day Theory album, they said something about him. Mm-hmm. Or he perceived that they slighted him in some way, in some real way. You know what I'm saying? So, and he named them by name. Like, this is like, I'm not even really hearing names being dropped or anything like that. Like, okay, like, who are you really talking about? Like, say the person's name. So I think, and it's funny, like, Tupac could be considered a conscious rapper to a certain extent, even though he was a thug rapper, Thug True. Life and all that.
True.
But
True.
He had a lot of consciousness. Same with Ice Cube. You know, Ice Cube said, you know, he had a lot of, black empowerment or black consciousness or black power, or, you know, even you could say black first type lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, they were more gangster than they were actual gangsters and you know, thug type gangster rappers. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole and Kendrick have never been gangster rappers. So, I mean, they could diss on record. Common dissed Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he made a song, The Bitch in You, and he was a conscious, so, you know, so-called conscious rapper, but he didn't really diss him on some, like, I'm a kill you type shit. You know what I'm saying? It was just on, hey, you know, he made the song I Used to Love Her. You know what I'm saying? Pointing out how gangster rap, he felt gangster rap was killing the hip hop. It was killing hip hop. And I mean, in some ways you can look back and kind of say he was right.
In some ways. I can see that. In some ways. My question to you is, though, does J. Cole's apology hurt or does it help the hip hop genre?
I mean, I'm also of the thought that, like, hip hop is kind of like a sport. You know what I'm saying? So it's a challenge. You know, it's always been about who's been the best, who has the best bars, who has the best flows. I mean, you had battles for a reason. You had freestyle battles for a reason. You know, a lot of times when they talk about the origin of hip hop, they say, well, you know, hip hop started in the park, you know, with fools, you know, standing around freestyling. A lot of times they were battling each other to see who was best. You know what I'm saying? Who had the best bars, who had the best cadence, who had the best flows, the best analogies, similes, metaphors, all these different things. You know what I'm saying? So hip hop has always been kind of a competition, and if friendly and not so friendly. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if the apology helps or hurts. I don't know. I just think a lot of people going to see him kind of as soft, like he really didn't want it with Kendrick. Like he didn't really want it with Kendrick. Like he didn't.
Which a lot of people are. They calling him super soft now.
So, I mean, I don't think it hurts hip hop overall. It probably just hurts him. I'm not sure if it hurts hip hop overall.
And I can see that because it's almost in the sense of him conceding to anything that Kendrick has done. But I've seen interviews of Kendrick. I've seen interviews of Cole. I've seen interviews of Drake. All three of these guys where they have actually been commending each other and how every single one of them has help them elevate their career.
I don't think these three guys, they not built like that to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, Drake and Meek had their little, they had their tiff, you know. Daytona, what's his name? Daytona. The Clips. What's his name? Pusha T.
Yeah.
Pusha T went at Drake, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, Drake.
That was sick.
And Drake responded, you know what I'm saying? The Duppy freestyle was at Meek. The Duppy freestyle? When he
I want to say that one was at Meek. I know the Adonis joint was Pusha to Drake.
Right. And I mean, yeah, everybody pretty much feels like, but see, Pusha T is built like that.
Yeah, but yeah, true.
See what I'm saying?
True.
Pusha T is built like that. Like, a guy like Cassidy is built like that. Like he will come at you like lyrically. Like, but some of these guys, if you diss them lyrically, like they gonna wanna fight in the streets. Like they gonna wanna shoot you. You know, a lot of these young guys, like NBA Youngboy or you know, King Von, when rest in peace or whatever, if you want to say that to a serial killer, but but when he was alive, you know, Dirk, a lot of those Atlanta dudes, you know, that roll in that kind of young circle, like around that same kind of age range or genre, like these drill rappers and Chicago drill rappers, you know, even the New York drill rappers and stuff like that, like those guys, like they take their beefs like for real. I mean, look what happened with I don't know why I'm so bad with names right now, but Young Dolph, right?
Oh yeah,
and
rest in peace.
Another one that passed, you know, and his beefs were real. They were real beefs, and then you know. He come out with 100 shots, you know, mocking the dudes that shot at him 100 times, you know. And I mean, and unfortunately, you know, they caught up to him in real life. So there's a thin line. There's always been kind of a thin line between like we beefing on wax and then how far is it going to go in real life?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, is it really gonna be
definitely
like serious in real life? You know, I mean,
RIP Mo 3. Shoot, man, but even what XXX, how you say it? XXX extension?
Tentacion.
I never knew how to say that.
I believe that's how it's pronounced, Tentacion. I just call him Triple X.
Yeah, but rest in peace to him.
We can sit here and name 60, over 60 rappers and MCs that have passed away.
Due to real beef. So, I mean, I kind of feel you. I look at this as being... like he was saying, these are guys that wasn't built that way. Probably don't have any type of animosity towards them whatsoever. And I even said this, the best way for Cole and Kendrick to shut all this shit down is for them to go ahead and do that album that everybody's been anticipating for.
I mean, they wouldn't even have to do an album together. They could just do a song. They could just do a feature. Who got the next album coming out? I mean, J. Cole just dropped. Kendrick don't drop often. Drake seems to drop more than Cole and Kendrick combined. So, I mean, the next Drake album drop, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you
bring all of them on one track?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then call it Bitch the Big Three and all of them go
then, in. Yeah, each get one verse and then let that be whoever got the most fire verse. I mean, you know, but see, that's See, that's the type of that's the type of competition I would love to see among guys like that, of that caliber.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, facts. you put them on the same track, and okay, who's coming with the most fire? You know, well, we could say Kendrick kind of did that, right, with the control verse, right? Because
he kind of
went off. You know, you had some major guys on that, and then he went off a little bit, right? So
yeah,
I mean, but hey, I mean, that's what hip hop is. It's you know, it's a sport at times. It's a competition, and you don't want to get murdered on your own shit.
You don't, but you know, some people do. But I think at the end of the day, man, I tip my hat off to J. Cole, bro. I tip my hat off to J. Cole. That takes a lot of guts, but it shows the signs of growing up and just really understanding what your nature is and how you are and how you move. Because this is, you know, he didn't want stuff to get out the way that it did. He felt like he made the wrong decision.
I kind of don't want to hear him saying what he said on Johnny P's Caddy anymore, though. Like, how, you know, I get on your verse and, you know, niggas don't want to see me on their song and all, you know, you kind of got to stop talking that cash shit now, bruh. Ain't that, I mean, come on, because you still going to try to, I mean, because that's what rap is, right? Right? So. It's about
maintaining your status, bro. You're keeping your swagger through your verses, bro.
You gotta keep, yeah. So what Conway would do when he get on the track, what Benny the Butcher would do when they get on track, almost any rapper does it, right? A lot of rappers do it, right? You get on, you say, I'm the greatest ever. I'm the greatest ever that picked up this fucking microphone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in Dipset, you know, I'm the hardest nigga out. I'm the best. I'm the hardest ever. I'm God on earth. You know, I'm like Kobe in the paint. You know what I'm saying? It's all the braggadocio. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So, I mean, you talking about when I was born, God, lightning strike and you know, if God asked me for a feature, I'm probably going to hell and all this kind of, I mean,
somebody, it's time to tone it down.
Yeah, you talk how you the best rapper in the game, bro, and then when somebody say something, oh man, you know, I was feeling so bad the last 2 days, man. This wasn't really sitting right with me, man, and you know, who all think he one of the greatest of all time? And I thought you was the greatest of all time, nigga. I thought nobody could see you.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Again, man, my hat off to him, you know, because like I said, it takes a lot for somebody to sit there and apologize. I'm not going to sit there and take sides. I will say that I am more of a Kendrick fan than I am a J. Cole fan. But at the same time, man, like you said, like you made a real good point. I don't think both of these guys are built that way. I just don't think. But let's move on, man. Let's move on. My third point. People. I don't know if you guys paid attention to it. I don't know if some of you guys are even still fans. I'm a big wrestling fan. But I've been a wrestling fan since the Attitude Era, since past WCW, all of that good stuff. But I've got to say one thing, man. This new cap of wrestling that Triple H has taken over, has really, really, really kind of made you turn into be a fan. If you wasn't a fan now, man, it is quite interesting. One of the biggest storylines that they had going on, man, for like the past 3 to 4 years was Roman Reigns being the undisputed WWE champion. And Roman Reigns was, I mean, beating everybody, whooping everybody's ass. He basically held the title for, I think he said, a total of 1,319 days. So that's quite a bit. That's at least a good 3 to 4 years that he held this belt. But they had WrestleMania that happened, I want to say, this past weekend. Saturday and Sunday. And I want you guys to see how this ended up. Oh, yeah. And shout out to Mr. Cody Rhodes, because Cody Rhodes is now the man, the main attraction. Check this out, man.
Setting up Cody Rhodes. Cody caught it. Rhodes middle of the ring. Crossroads.
Devastating move.
Cody's not done yet. Cody with another crossroads.
Devastating.
Is he going to do it? Can he do it? Is this the Rhodes moment? Come on, Cody. Crossroads. Cover.
This has been 4 years coming. All right, man, look, say what y'all want. Say what y'all want, and this is why it kind of hits me on a personal tip, okay? I was actually at the WrestleMania that happened down here in Dallas about a few years back, okay? And that was like the first fight I want to see between them two. I want to say it was that was Reigns and Brock. That was Reigns and Brock. But I did see Cody make his comeback. Cody made his comeback to the WWE because he fought Seth Rollins. So Cody gets his chance. He works his way up. He fights Roman Reigns. What I believe it was like last year. Fought him last year for the championship. Didn't win. Now he wanted to finish the story. And what a lot of people don't know about that story is his family, because he comes from a long lineage of wrestlers. Dusty Rhodes, Dustin Rhodes, his brother. Dusty Rhodes' pops and whatnot, but they had never won like the big championship, the top dog championship belt. So Cody took it upon himself to try to make that. Like I said, he missed it the last time. And I was telling you guys, like, hey, if he doesn't do it now, he'll never do it. I think it's wonderful that he finally actually did it. I think it's dope. I think, man, this is, you're about to see a new era. You're about to see a new era in WWE. Say what you want, man. Y'all people can say that this stuff is fake and everything like that. It's scripted. Hey, yeah, it is what it is. It's very entertaining. Look, it's entertaining to me. It's very entertaining to me because, I mean, whether you watch it or not, man, like, the Moses is athletes, bro. They're athletes to do the shit that they do, bro. This shit is fucking amazing. Go to a show by you, like, just go to a live show and just watch what they do. It ain't even gotta be WWE. It could be like rinky dink people, you know what I'm saying? A local show. But I'm saying, I've been to a couple other WWE shows. Dude, what they do is freaking legit, dude. I couldn't do that shit, man. I couldn't do that shit. Shout out to Logan Paul. Logan Paul is making a damn good name for himself in the WWE. This shit is ridiculous, man. I don't know if y'all know, man. Old girl Samantha Irvin, the girl who's the announcer, she actually tells them, like, she doesn't want to know how it ends. She wants to be a fan just like everybody else. And there's actually video of Samantha Irvin making that call of when Cody Rhodes wins. And she's literally like in tears because it's just like that.
Oh, she didn't know.
She didn't know. She did not know. She said she didn't want to know, man. She doesn't want to know, like, how like these matches win, because she wants to be on the edge of her seat just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you go back and listen to it, man, you go back and listen to it, you can hear her, like, literally, like, crying while she's saying, like, "And you're a winner. But no, I'm just mad at champion. Cody Rhodes." I'm crazy, bro. I'm crazy. And I know we was talking about it, man. I know we was talking about it. Look, shout out to Cody. Shout out to his family. Shout out to the legacy. Rock came back and made his appearance. And Rock is one of the to me, Rock is one of the best to hold the mic, man. One of the best guys to hold the mic. I think we was talking about it a little bit, man. Some of the best trash talkers that used to be on that mic. To me, Rock, you got to put Rock in there. You got to put Ric Flair. Got to definitely put Ric Flair in it.
Ric Flair, Stone Cold. I mean, Stone Cold was great.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage was great on the mic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who else was did you like on the mic?
Besides those guys, a lot Ted of people.
Ted DiBiase is pretty funny. Ted DiBiase, Roddy Piper, Roddy Piper was sitting talk for like 3 minutes, like three, four, five. Like Roddy had a TV show. Remember, it was like it was Piper's Corner or Roddy the barber shop or something like. It was like a little segment that they would have, and he would, you know, people would come in, and occasionally they would get in fights and tear up the whole set.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Shit, man, I'm trying to think. So many guys. Look, and I used to love, even though it was short and sweet what he used to say, and I used to love listening to Ray Ramon, and he rest in peace. I used to like him say that, you know, that.
Razor Ramon. Yeah, well, all of those. Yeah, Hulk Hogan. All of those guys. Diesel didn't talk as much, but yeah, Hulk Hogan. You know, Razor Ramon.
Not until he became Kevin Nash. Once he became Kevin Nash, that's when he really started getting on the mic more.
Yeah.
Undertaker didn't talk much. Kane didn't talk much. You know. Goldberg only had Who's Next. That's it.
Cactus Jack. We're talking
bang bang. Yeah.
More than that though. He would give speeches and stuff like that.
I seriously believe that Mick Foley is like the most indestructible person ever in wrestling. Three personas: Cactus Jack, Mankind, and Mick Foley. And this guy went through some of the most brutal matches I've ever seen in my life. Anybody that can get thrown off of the cage, off the top of the cage.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, even no. Well, even with in Japan, like, people, you would have to go back and look at his clips from Japan with him getting thrown into barbed wire and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, them hardcore matches, man. I never understood that shit. I never understood that. For the life of me, I didn't understand it. But I digress my point. WrestleMania XL was quite amazing. Cody Rhodes, congratulations. I think I'm gonna find myself tuning in a little bit more, bro. I think. And now that these shows are actually up on the Netflix and I believe it's on Hulu now that you can go back and watch these episodes. So you know, in no way, shape, or form am I dissing Roman Reigns, because I think Roman Reigns by far has been one of the best heels I have ever seen in the sport of wrestling. And when I say heel, you got baby faces, which are the good guys. You got heels, who are the bad guys. And Roman Reigns played that heel to the utmost ability. I do not give a damn what you say. He was an amazing and an outstanding champion.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good heel.
Damn good heel. And he held that belt for like fucking 4 years. Are you kidding me? And shout out to Paul Heyman too.
Just got who would you Who would you say is the best heel of all time? I have an idea.
Oh, best heel of all time? Oh, bro, that's.
I got it.
Have to be Flair.
Flair?
Flair's one of the all time.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the best heel of all time is Vince McMahon. Vince motherfucking McMahon.
Okay.
Who was more hated?
He never played a good guy.
When he was really hated, he was a piece of shit.
In the Attitude Era. Attitude Era, definitely.
Shane was too, but I mean.
But not like that. Not like that.
Vince probably invented the word heel.
Vince was crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah. MZXP Radio, man. We sitting there chilling, man. Those are my 3 points. I know he had a lot to talk about, man, but those are my 3 points of the day. You know, I'm going to please like, subscribe, all that good stuff, man. Going into my next segment, man, before we definitely get up out of here, winners and losers. Let's get it. All right, man. Winners and losers, man. Look, I usually, this segment right here, if y'all don't know, man, winners and losers, I basically go throughout the week, whatever I have seen that has been winning for the culture, what has been losing for the culture, you know, just my personal things, man, my personal things, who I felt has won, who I felt has lost within this week. My winner, believe it or not, and it happened today. You guys can see it. Here's my picture. That's a number of them. How many of you people got to see the total eclipse today? It was one of the dumbest things we've ever seen. Have been able to see and got a chance to see. You don't know what a total eclipse is. The moon got right there in front of the sun. And you saw that ring. As you can see, that's what that is right there. And I don't know where you guys might have been. I know where I was at my house, but everything got dark. It was dope as hell because everything got dark for like, I want to say about a good five. No, shit. No, I take that back. About a good 10 minutes, everything was dark. You had to wear your little glasses and everything like that. But man, such a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing. And the reason that I say that is the winner because we will not see another eclipse supposedly for like another like 200, 300 some odd years. By that time, I'll be dead and gone, you know, but I'm just saying, man, that's dope to be able to see something like that. It's like the last one was like in 2017, but I don't even remember that. But I know I hit you up, Brian. And Brian, you said you was looking at it. Check it out, man. What did you think about this?
Oh, I loved it, man. It looked amazing. I haven't seen one of those since I was a little kid, man. Since for years, it's been decades since I actually looked at one. So, yeah, it was amazing, man. It was so dark. It was like just completely dark during the total eclipse. It was a sight to see, and you could actually look at it. So once the total eclipse happened, you could take the eclipse glasses off. And just look at it like it wouldn't hurt your eyes because the moon was completely covering the sun. Does it make you ask the question again? Is the Earth round or flat? I asked my neighbor. I had a couple of neighbors outside, and I was like, "So, is the Earth flat?" She was like, she looked at me crazy, like, "No." Like it's round. It's still round.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe, of course. I don't believe in flat.
Man, they got satellite pictures of the sun being around, bro. Come on, get out of here. But you know, you got those flat earthers, I feel. I understand, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
that's NASA lying to you, bro.
Okay. Whatever. I'm believing.
The government,
I believe the government wants to fool us. I will say that I don't even know if I believe in them landing on the moon like that.
Now that I do not believe. I do not believe in the moon landing. I do not believe in that.
Okay, but that's another show, bro. That's another show.
Steph Curry did not believe in it either until they made him go to NASA. They almost treated him like them folks be treating them. Like when you say something about them folks and you got to go to the museum and you got to go talk to some religious people and basically go on an apology tour. They did Curry the same way when he said he didn't believe in the moon landing. They was like, oh, well, you got to come to NASA. You got to take a tour of the facility. We gonna show you.
Hey, you don't believe in this.
You can't you don't be believe saying in this. That. Yeah, he had to come out and be like, yeah, I believe in it now.
I believe. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. But yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. And seeing that, you know, once in a lifetime things, man. Once in a lifetime. That's how I was able to take those pictures, man. I was able to take my glasses off and I saw it. I finally got to the house. And like I said, by the time I got to the house, it was getting real dark. And I took those pictures, took a little videos and stuff like that. So, you know, something that I could possibly cherish, man, for, you know, the rest of my life. That I was able to see something like that and really actually remember it. Shout out to all the people that did travel to the different places to see it, you know, however they did. But there was no way in hell that I was going to travel out of state or anything like that to go see an eclipse for 4 minutes. I'm not going to do that.
Some people, yeah, I guess you have to be living in an area where the total eclipse is going to happen. You know, the total eclipse doesn't happen over the full Earth, you know. So if you're outside if you're outside of the zone, or depending on what either hemisphere or part of country you're on or whatever, you may not see a total eclipse. So, you know, they don't happen, you know, every day, definitely.
Definitely don't happen every day. So, yeah, so that is my winner for this week, and especially definitely a winner for the year and years to come, because you don't get to see a total eclipse like that. Okay, my loser before we get out of here. We talked about this, and I have to make sure that I don't come off as a hater. But every time I say that, it almost seems like that I'm about to be a hater, y'all. you always laugh at that, bro, man.
Hey, you started laughing first, bro. I started laughing because you started laughing. But yeah, let's get it.
Look, for me, I never want to diss anybody how they get their money and all of the stuff that they do. Okay. It is kids that are younger than me out here that are, you know, doing a thing and utilizing YouTubes and the tweets and the IGs and stuff like that to get their money. More power to them, because I'm not here to take any money away from your pockets and how you feed your families or whatnot like that. But I feel like that I'm able to give my own opinion of how I feel. And understand this, when you put things out in the interwebs for everybody to see, and you're on TV and you do these things, look, I can speak on it as much as I want to. I'm gonna say this, man. I'm not dissing the actual thing that you're about to see. I just don't like this guy. And I know this kid is like 19 years old, but I don't give a damn. I don't like this guy. Man, it's just something about this kid, I Show Speed, just fucking annoys the fuck out of me.
Wait, Speed is only 19?
Yes, I had to look him up. He's 19 years old. And I'm sorry. Speed, get your money. Listen, get your money and do everything like that. But, bro, you do a lot of things that just annoy me. And I know I told you about the Kai Sinat. I can actually tolerate the Kai dude, but it's something about this guy. I've seen him do some off-the-wall shit. It's just but this is him actually at the WWE event. He gets RKO. Watch this.
Is that another? That's I Show Speed.
Saved by his prime.
bottle, buddy.
He's barking at
you. Don't go to your. The fuck back. Sit the fuck.
Really?
You ain't going. Oh, Asha Speed was running.
You know how fucking huge Randy Orange is.
Hey, bro. We got a new heel, man.
Saved by his prime bottle.
I gotta see this one more time, bro, because he just the RKO he did on his ass. And you cussing it. No, you know how huge this brother is, bro.
Speed was running his mouth to the bottom.
Oh, shit. Fucking devastating, bro. Even that looked dead. I don't give a shit. Nigga, that shit looked like it hurt.
I hope it hurt. I hope. I don't. It probably didn't hurt, but. I want it to hurt. I hope he woke up this morning sore than a bitch because of that RKO.
Oh. It's
no, I don't
know how the internet is saying that he hurt his neck, that he broke his neck or something, but then you know, he's in
he ain't
break the neck or nothing like that. But they've shown him in the neck brace and all this other stuff, man.
He didn't break his goddamn neck, but that is it's funny though, man. I mean, I don't hate the guy, he's just annoying, to me, and I
that's
don't
what I'm saying, bro. He's annoying as fuck to me, bro.
And I don't understand why people think he's funny. Like, he's not, like, I've watched, you know, a little bit of his stream, and I've seen, I don't even know if I've watched his actual real stream, because I'm not even sure what he streams on now, or, you know, maybe he was on YouTube. I don't know if he's on Kick or whatever. You know, these dudes be on different shit, but, I mean, I've seen clips of him and stuff, and usually he's just screaming and jumping around and just acting weird and just
as you can see, barking, trying to push a professional wrestler, and telling him you can't fuck with me. Like, bro, so come course, on, dude. Like
all of it. I mean, you know, that all of that script. I mean, you know,
scripted or whatnot, bro. He deserved to get that RKO.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm just mad that the table didn't break.
I'm mad that he had that little cushion suit on when he got kicked. I wish he didn't have that on when he got kicked. Kick his ass for real. In this. take him out the suit and kick him.
He gave him a Spartan kick, nigga. That Sparta.
Nah, that's it. It was funny. It's funny. Hey, but he's a good heel though for you because you can't stand him. So that's him.
I can't be like that to him. He's 19 years old. I'm damn near 40. I can't do that. It's not right. I can say that the mom who gets on my nerves.
He's a grown ass man, dog. He's legal.
No, he's not legal. He's not technically. He's not legal enough to drink. So I mean, I can't. You know.
Hey, he's legal.
He can buy a cigarette. He can buy a black and mild.
He's legal enough to go to war and kill people. He's legal.
Okay.
He's legal enough to vote. Okay. If that motherfucker can vote, I can be happy he got RKO'd.
I'm with you. Definitely with you, man. MCXP Radio, man, another great show. I appreciate you guys tuning in, logging in, joining in. Definitely, man, like, subscribe, follow, hit the bell so you always got the notifications when we come on and do our thing, man. Shout out to Big Game James. Shout out to Jay Stars, my other guys, Two Birds, One Show. Everybody that's part of the BGSE Network, man, I love you guys, and I appreciate everything you do. Everybody that's tuned in, nice, good following, man. You guys stay strong with me, man, through this whole show, man. So I appreciate you guys tuning in with me, the likes and everything, the thumbs up. Appreciate all of that good stuff. Again, man.
Hey, what did they have to say? Did they drop any comments about the Cole thing, about J. Cole and Drake?
No comments, but I think we'll have some comments after this show is done, man.
We need y'all to drop them comments in. We want to hear what y'all got to say about J. Cole and Drake. What y'all
definitely
agree, disagree. I really want to know. I want to know how people really feel about it.
Real talk.
Is it weak for hip hop? Is it good for hip hop? Does it show maturity? Does it show weakness? Like, what does it really show?
I'm gonna have to try to clip a video or something like that, man. Try to put it out there for this week. I'm gonna try to work my best to do that, man, because I really want to hear you guys' thoughts and comments on that, man. So definitely, definitely, man, check the video out once it's already posted. I know it's live right now, but of course it'll be posted on the page. So make sure you guys check that out, all of that good stuff. Again, man, MZ Extra Radio doing what we do. I always end and tell y'all, man, if you guys suffer from mental health, please, man, seek your help. Get your help. I always drop the hotline down there. There's always a local division that you can go to that can help you out as well. Definitely, man, it's always good to have somebody here to talk to, you know, friends, family. They can always say the things that you may want to hear. Sometimes it's best to hear it. And let a stranger know how you feel and tell you some things that you may need to hear that may help you out your life. Definitely, and I always say this stuff, man, because, you know, I'm talking to somebody that has dealt with it before, and I thank God. And I'm who I am today, man, a lot better than talking to the people that I need to talk to. Definitely, man, you guys keep it 100. Until next time, until next Monday, we'll be here. Please drop your comments and let us know, man, how you guys feel about the J. Cole campaign. Definitely, man, want to talk about this one more. Man, I'm out of here, man. I appreciate you guys for myself, my man Brian, for the BGSC Network, all of that good stuff, man. You guys take it easy. One love, man. Peace.
Dance on the beach or something, we can slide all night. Smoke a little weed or something, getting high all night. Got my brown on ice, and you looking right. In that see-through linen with that ass sitting right. You know how I do it, I'm a player.